Hello, my name is Elmer Yazzie. I'm currently enrolled in Education 2265, which is computer technology in the classroom. My instructor is Rachel Romero. And what I'm doing today is doing a podcast. The use of drawing is defined simply as the use of any tool. The art of drawing is probably children's introduction to creating visual with tools. Early childhood teachers encourage students to draw to communicate ideas, and children draw pictures to plan that what they will write as they learn to compose. This is very true. My 5-year-old daughter uses drawings to express what the teacher has taught the class that very day. For example, a teacher will talk about the farm animals and she would draw the animals at home and show us what she had learned from her teacher. As for our 10-year-old son, who's diagnosed with autism, he is nonverbal and uses drawings to express how he feels, and by drawing, he stays focused on the task at hand. Another form of visual learning is by illustrations. Drawing can illustrate other projects. When students create illustration, they can insert the pictures into ongoing projects such as desktop publishing, slideshows, or online projects. Our daughter likes to draw animals and princesses. She views what's on the Disney Channel and she draws what she sees. As for our son, he likes to draw with different colors and shapes. Visual representations are used to combine words and pictures together. This allows students retention of concept to what is being taught. When students are learning vocabulary, retention rates increase when they not only use definition but also have pictures to illustrate the words. I find this very true with our daughter and son. They both have good knowledge of matching words with pictures, especially my son, who uses this technique to his liking and advantage and letting us know what he wants and needs. Leveraging technology for auditory learning. It's found that listening in the classroom allows students to succeed in the classroom and to learn what the material that is being taught by the teacher. It's no wonder that listening is a critical literacy skill addressed in educational standards. Good listening leads to academic success. We as parents will tell our son and daughter to always listen to the teacher and to listen to what is being said by their teacher. Even at home, my son and daughter are very good listeners. We as parents believe that audio stories are very educational and beneficial to our children's learning and listening process. Auditorial learners enjoy input from audio stories and books. In today's educational settings, many classrooms have listening centers with books on tape. The computer station can become a listening center as well. Audio stories are available on many sites, and some but not all are downloadable to MP3 devices. Auditory and verbal students love to listen to the rhythms of poetry, compose their own poems, and share by reading them to others. After listening to children's poems online, students can write their own. I know for a fact my daughter loves to listen to music and then afterwards performs a dance for mom and dad and her big brother in our family living room. Our son also benefits from listening to his iPad music he hears from SpongeBob to Barney. From the knowledge I have gained from attending Education 2265, Integration Technology in Classroom, this has taught myself that technology in the classroom for teachers, for parents, and students is a very important part of educational curriculum. Technology in the classroom has brought teaching to a whole new level. Technology is accessible for teachers, parents, and students. Thank you very much.